Cavs taking on Boston tonight. We just had Dan Shaughnessy on. I was walking in. I was outside for a second. I was walking in. And I go, man, Dan Shaughnessy, 71 years old. I'll be blessed to do this at 71 years old. This ain't a personal shot at him. It's just like, man, we're getting excited for this game. Dan Shaughnessy, great guest, great perspective. However, for this, I'm just hoping they have a competitive game. I'm hoping for some competition. I'm like, come on, Dan.
But he doesn't even want the Celtics to like blow out the Cavs.
No,
like that would be boring to him.
He thinks that this league is boring without the Celtics. He just thinks the Celtics roll over everybody and the league's boring.
Well, they did have a pretty easy romp to the title last year.
Is that what we're going to be now? Because you mentioned this. You're like, man, the NFL is not such a great product right now.
Although this weekend was actually pretty good, but.
Well, I happen to notice. I go, yeah, you know what? I think I agree. I don't think it's such a great product. Baseball, we're just farting all over baseball in general. I mean, the Guardians had a great season, but overall, we fart about baseball and their problems. And then when you have the Cavs are great. Obviously, they're 15-0, but when it comes to the NBA, they shoot too many threes.
If the Cavs were 12-3 right now, we would not have today's game. We'd be talking about it today. But we would not have had all the Cavs conversation for the week leading up to
today. Yeah, I've been looking forward to this game for a while. I am very excited about this game.
Well, it is a measuring stick in so many words. But then, I mean, where's the excitement on the phones? Where's the excitement on anything else? I mean, you guys sit there and bitch my ear off about how terrible the Browns are, and I agree with you guys. But, hey, I'm trying to bring it up about the Cavs, and everybody's excited. Like, we're all, hey, we're excited. All right, do you consider tonight a measuring stick? Because I do. I don't get anybody saying they do or don't. I don't get anybody agreeing with it.
I still think the streak is more important than the win over the Celtics tonight. They coincide now.
Now that's a discussion because I disagree.
They coincide with each other. Now, I said it last week too. I just think to me it wouldn't matter right now if they were playing the Celtics or the Vancouver Grizzlies or the 98 Bulls. Like, I wouldn't care who they were playing. I only care that they are winning games right now until the streak ends. Once the streak ends, now I'm actually looking at matchups and things like that.
You guys are going to come through the radio and punch me in the face. I do have to put this up.
I'm sitting in here. I can just do it.
It's a couple of minutes ago from Jeremy Fowler. Browns are signing Jaron Christian. Their former left tackle is being signed again before Thursday night's game. Jed Wills ain't playing no more for the Browns, guys. That's done.
Yeah, probably not.
That's done. That is done. That is the end of the Jed Wills era.
It's cost of doing business.
There you go, folks. All right, back to the Cavs. Unless you have anything more to say over the casket of Jed Wills' career with the Browns.
No, thanks. I mean, looking at the schedule, I understand Owen's point. Like, any win, but it's interesting because the Cavs sat their best player in the last game during the streak. So does that tell you anything about the streak?
I think they set their best player because they were 10.5-point favorites and they knew exactly who the opponent was.
He said it was planned well in advance.
I know what he says. I've heard a lot of coaches say a lot of crap.
Oh, and I got to disagree with you. And my attention was diverted there for a couple of moments because, I did get that about Jaron Christian. However, I mean, if the Cavs were 12-3 and they beat the Celtics tonight, I think it's a bigger deal than the streak. I don't think the streak's a bigger deal than beating
the Celtics.
I know, but
the
Cavs
are 15-0.
I don't think extending the streak is a bigger deal than beating the Celtics.
Well,
they happen to coincide with each other.
But like I said last week, we are not going to look back at this game and go, that was the catalyst for a playoff run. This game, in the grand scheme of Celtics and Cavs and a potential rematch, maybe an Eastern Conference Finals rematch from last year, does not do anything for me. I don't look at tonight's game and go, well, remember when they beat them on November 19th? I think they've got the edge now.
But people did that 2 years ago. Yeah, they're like, well, we beat the Celtics. Okay, but people do that during regular season games.
That's why I don't want to live that life
beating
anymore.
Beating the Celtics is an important thing.
We had great games with the Celtics last year. In fact, that overtime game was incredible. Well, that was an awesome regular season.
A lot of people were living off of, we beat them 3 out of 4 in 2022.
Yeah.
And that was with it. That was within like the first 4 weeks of the season.
Right. Yeah, this is where it's interesting because they're at 15. They beat Boston tonight. Now you've gone on the road. You're 5-point underdogs.
Yeah.
Like, when have the Cavs been underdogs all year? Was maybe just the Knicks game? Were they even underdogs in that game? So now you'd be 16-0. Then you have New Orleans, which is a total disaster. Toronto, come on. The Toronto's
3-12. They're building. Yeah.
After that, you have this is actually an interesting one that could trip you up. It's two games in three nights, but a home and home versus Atlanta. And Atlanta is, they're 7-8, so they're not world beaters or anything like that. But it's tough to beat two teams that are competent, one team that's competent back to back in a home and home.
Yeah.
So that's where you could get tripped up, and then especially because you got Boston at home the very next game on that Sunday.
I mean, eight more games after tonight is just such a hard thing. That's why I think, and man, half these teams, I don't take New Orleans seriously. You just said it. You wouldn't take them seriously. They're in the West, but I certainly don't take New Orleans seriously. I don't take Toronto seriously.
I'm not focused on 24 and 0. I'm just focused on add one more. To
oh,
it.
Well, I see. If you're
add
gonna,
one more,
see that I'm different on. I mean, if you're going for it, you got to go for the gusto. That's what I thought you meant by
I
the
think
streak.
I think every win changes your outlook for the season. So I don't know that it matters right now because now you're at a point where I was afraid that like 12-0 leads you to still being a 55-win team, 56-win team, which means at some point you're going to go 0-6 in the season. Right now, the way it's going, the more distance you put between wins and losses right now, I think there's fewer losses. And even if you do have a little downtime, you're going to end up still around 60 games right now.
Yeah,
you're going to win 60 games.
Yeah, yeah.
And
well,
that's going to be huge. You're going to be a top two seed in the East.
Yeah, but it seems like if you're healthy, that's locked up.
Yes.
But if I beat the Celtics while I do such a thing, then I'm going to feel better about the Cavs' chances moving forward. Because when it comes to streaks and when it comes to all-time win totals...
You tell yourself what you have to
tell
yourself.
Okay, but I'm damn sure going to tell myself all these things because you got over 60 before in total wins. You got 66 one year and you lost to the Orlando Magic in the Eastern Conference Finals.
The Celtics games I'm worried about are in February. I'm not worried about these as far as the...
Well, they'll have
the
regular
season games. Yeah.
The regular season... Okay, but we're not going to have...
They're after the trade deadline. They're after everybody shooking out what they're going to do with their rosters. That's where we know... who the real teams are, and the Cavs are a real team.
Dean Wade.
That's where we know where the rest of the real teams are in the NBA.
Dean Wade is not Tingus Pingus, but he still has made a terrific difference for the Cavs. He's going to be out of this game tonight. You have two other guys who are questionable that do play roles for you, and Isaac Okoro and Caris LeVert. I mean, are we nuts here? This is an important basketball game. I think beating the Boston Celtics is more important than extending the streak.
I'm going to go with the...
You'll extend the streak by beating the Celtics.
Both are awesome. I'm going to go with the streak, though.
Well, clearly.
Just because...
Wow. There's no losing in this scenario.
Wow.
Yeah,
of
course. Just because, man, 16 is really hard to do.
It is.
We've only had four teams in the history of the league get off to this kind of
a
start.
This is also you have been painted as the franchise that only wins with LeBron. It doesn't matter what we say about the Cavs here. Everyone outside of Cleveland has painted the franchise as, well, you can only win without LeBron. The more you can stack that on and go, who is he? He's been in L.A. for what, going on seven seasons now, six seasons, right? I appreciate the time he was here. It was great. They have built something now that seems to be sustainable, and every win that you can stack on this thing get you away from being, you had to lean on LeBron. They don't have to.
I don't know how many people. Well, that's a good point outside.
If he wants to come back, he can still come back.
216-474-0092, which is more important to you? Is it extending the streak or is it beating the Celtics? I'm the odd man out here. I think it's beating the Celtics. I think it's beating a quality opponent and showing the world that you can beat them. Even I don't care if it's November 19th. I still think beating a quality opponent stands for something there. And if they were 12-3 going into this one, I think it would be more important. I care more about beating quality opponents.
Yeah, I just love how it's something so silly, but like the victory frog and the way that like the local...
You can have a Cavs frog.
When's the last time like the local affiliates, every Cavs game, they're giving updates? What was great was
there were stand-ups in front of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse today from every station in town.
In November.
You know, we might have gotten one or two today because it is the Celtics, but they're spending extended amount of time on more than just here's what our basketball team looks like against their basketball team. This is the feeling and fever of Cavs basketball right now that is taking over, that you're starting to get the moms in your households that probably don't care at all about basketball, especially this time of year. They're going to buy into that.
Well, streak is nice, but I think that beating the Celtics is more important for basketball people, for three men who enjoy the game here, sitting here chopping it up about sports.
The streak's more important to a guy who is, that Cavs are third for them in town, right? When it goes, if they go Browns, Guardians, or vice versa, and then Cavs.
What a,
now that you have the streak, you go, okay, I'm going to pay attention. If it was 12-3 versus Boston tonight, I doubt they're paying attention.
But I care more. Okay, I'm glad that we got the guy who doesn't really care about the Cavs' attention.
But that's how you grow your fan base, though, and that's how you push them
into the next. Well, I grow my fan base by being a competitive basketball team against quality opponents.
And I
will do that in April.
November.
But I have to have some sort of a template to get excited for them, and that's why I got to be able to beat the Celtics.
You get them in the door now, Ken.
216-474-0092. Tristan and Stowe. Oh, come on. I'm a shameless self-promoter. You telling me I don't know how to sell things?
I know
things?
You're sending out Christmas cards to everyone.
That was a hell of a point. Tristan and Stowe, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi.
Hey, Celtics game. This is it. This is big.
Bigger than the streak?
Right here.
Bigger than the streak.
Bigger than the streak, man. We got one game on the Celtics in the playoffs. We got to show them who we are now with our new coach.
Oh, there you go. What do you say about that, Owen?
Wow, Tristan's so convinced.
What do you say about that, Tone? I agree with Tristan.
Came in hot.
Now we did beat them.
That was relatively warm.
We did when we were healthy in March last year.
You're taking a battle.
We did have that come from behind win in March, and that was awesome. I mean, the place was deafening for that game.
I need volunteers, not hostages. Kevin Stefanski, 2020.
That's a guy I want to quote right now.
Two-time coach of the year, buddy.
That's a guy I want to quote right now.
I'd rather take that quote than some of the other quotes he's had recently. Mario in Cleveland, go.
Hi, good morning, guys. I'm going to be quick. I think the streak is bigger because Porzingis not playing, man. We got to have them healthy. If we going to beat them, everybody got to be healthy for it to really be worth it. So I think the streak is bigger. And I hate to slide the Browns in it, but it's a positive. When Pittsburgh, I think 2020, when Pittsburgh went 10-0, 11-0, everybody had them winning to the Super Bowl. And then when we get to the playoffs, we beat them two games back-to-back, the last game of the season, and in the first round of the playoffs. Man, this regular season stuff, man, it don't really mean too much, man. So, yeah, let's just keep the streak alive, man.
Mario, thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. All right, I got one who agrees with me, one who doesn't. I'm backed into a corner here. What's more important? Is it beating the Boston Celtics, the defending world champions, who aren't exactly garbage? It's not like you're playing Philadelphia tonight, who we thought was going to be a measuring stick before the season. What's more important to you? Is it extending the streak, or is it beating the Celtics? What's more important, beating the Celtics or extending the streak? Also, there is a fight going on social media about Kevin Stefanski running the ball or not running the ball. And I'm like, well, it's Ken Dorsey now. And I'm like, I don't think people care anymore. I think they just want to yell at the Browns. Which is, by the way, which is fine. That's fine.
And bring up a text I'm getting here.
Yeah.
A couple of different friends. And I know even my son, my family doesn't care about the Cavs as much as I do. You know, my wife will go to games with me. She enjoys the time out on the town, being downtown. And we go to a game and we'll go get dinner and things like that. But for the most part, she didn't care what the Cavs do, especially in November. My children don't. They aren't basketball players. They don't get into it. But they have asked, like, are we watching this game tonight? They're excited about it. And it's not because it's the Celtics. It's because it's the streak. I'm getting
texts
from friends that are telling me they went to the game on what they play Friday night, said they went to the game on Friday night, and then on Sunday their wife came in and was like, hey, it's 6 o'clock. It's time for tip-off. Are we watching? They're talking about watching this game together as a family tonight. That would not be happening if the Cavs were 12-3
right now. Gather around the television and watch Kevin Harlan.
Meemaw, peepaw, it's time for Cavaliers basketball.
Don't make me laugh. I'm going to start coughing. All right. It's not. You're not wrong. I'm not saying. Damn it. This is a show of general interest.
It's fine. You're in the corner right now.
I am in the
corner.
Hopefully
your caller friends will help you out. They lost, too.
My who friends?
Your caller friends.
I mean, no, they're winners. But let me tell you this, which I'm also getting texts from friends.
I'm streaking on this topic.
I'm getting friends who are Steelers fans who are talking about how they're going to go to the game on Thursday. I'm like, great. Fantastic, awesome. Hope you have fun. We're very hospitable at 2-8. We are a show of general interests. So we want people to be interested in all the other things that are going on. The Cavs frog and let them know, and the courts and everything. That's fine. But me, as a person who's supposed to know more about these matters, At least I'm supposed to.
I would hope so. You host the number one sports talk show in town.
And
I
you're mean, GD right, buddy boy.
I would
you're
hope
GD
you
right.
know more about it than, a,
and,
than
and
the
I'm
average
saying,
person.
In the grand scheme of things, what is really, what's actually more important is beating the Celtics. To show that you can beat them. Not the gentleman's sweep that happened last year while I was on vacation. Because I take this very seriously,
that's
so
how seriously. You take it. You
I went on a cruise with a bunch of elderly people during the playoffs.
Now, we did beat
like a
them.
Cavs vacation during
we,
the playoffs.
We're number show, one, baby. We did show last year in March when we were healthy that we could beat them.
We or them?
The Cavs.
Oh, because we haven't been healthy for a while.
Yeah, they did beat them. It was a great come from behind win at home in overtime.
Yes. That was inconsequential is what you're saying?
No. I'm just saying that you said it's going to be important to show you can beat them.
Yeah.
But they did that last year in the regular season.
Yeah, but they didn't.
And it was in March, too.
They had JB as the head coach.
They did.
And Darius wasn't healthy. Ah.
So you don't believe in Kenny Atkinson at all is what you're saying.
Okay. I believe in Kenny. No, I'm saying I believe in Kenny Atkinson. JB was the head coach. It didn't matter as much with JB. You're supposed to have gotten better now that you had a new head coach.
Well for you,
Ken. It's going extremely well for me. It's supposed to go better with a new head coach, and it's supposed to go better with a healthy Darius Garland, who everybody wanted to run out of town last year. What are you saying about Darius Garland now?
He's been. It's
I
been
want to run
incredible.
Him back into town.
Everybody, yeah,
he's been awesome.
Back to the phones here, Josh, Jack and Lorraine. You're next up on the fan.
Thanks for taking my call. And, Ken, I love agreeing with you, but you are so far off base
right
now.
Oh, come on, Jack.
The streak is way more important because of a couple of things. One, every game they win sets a new Cavs record, which means something. If they reach 24 or beyond, they're now in NBA record books. Again, important, not necessary, but important. And then this game against the Celtics tonight, if we only win this game and lose the next three, this game means nothing. The only way the game against the Celtics means anything is if we go 3-1 or 4-0 against them. If we go 2-2 or anything less, this game means nothing. So the streak is definitely more important.
I disagree. Let me tell you why. Do you know who holds the overall record?
Yes.
Who is it?
Golden State.
All right. Who is tied with us right now?
Three other teams.
See? You know, it's not that important.
Three other teams.
Say what?
I do know we're tied with three other teams. I don't know
who
they are.
I think it's only two other teams. I think it's
like 1948 Washington Capitals and the 92-93 Houston Rockets.
There you go. Thank you very much. I mean, Jack, listen, it's not like you're wrong. I can't say you're wrong. It's a big deal, okay? It's just different degrees of right, I guess. This is the semantic arguments of sports.
We're not in a bad space here. This is not like when we're talking about the Browns.
It's a good thing. It's a very good thing right now.
All of these are positive things.
Josh and Bria, you're next up on the fan.
It's tough because they kind of coincide, but I agree with you, Ken. It's more important to beat Boston, and this is the reason why. A, it's a cup game. So you're not getting a Boston.
Ah, it is a cup game. You agree with me.
You're getting a Boston team that's going to want to win because essentially if they lose
the cup
game,
bigger than all of this.
That's a third option,
yeah.
Josh.
We didn't even have a third option. Now it's a cup game.
Boom.
Yeah. So
take cup down game.
And that's my A point. That's my point A.
So you're not
here's
agreeing
my point
with
B. Well, I am agreeing with that because it's important. It's a important game.
Talk as long as you want, Josh.
They lose the Celtics to keep the streak alive. So then I guess I agree with Ken.
Talk as long as you want. Yeah, because you agree with me.
And then B, it validates the streak even more because you got these weirdos who are saying that, oh, we haven't faced anyone, really. The East is weak, blah, blah, blah. So if you beat the Celtics, now you're 16-0. You're validating your streak and all the process you've put in throughout the season so far, showing that you have a method to your madness.
I feel like Indiana football right now. Everybody's saying we haven't beaten anybody.
Exactly. And then C, you're keeping the frog alive, baby. The frog will be even stronger. Guys, it'll grow even bigger than the whole whatever this thing on social media is. We'll make it the team mascot. Him and Moondog are going to be, or her.
The frog shouldn't
die. Her and Moondog are going to be jumping around, dunking at half court and all that stuff. So, yeah, we'll love to see the vibes just stay up. But beating the Celtics is more important.
The frog shouldn't die if they lose. Eventually, they're going to lose a basketball game. There's 82. Josh, thank you for the call. There's 82 of them. Eventually, they're going to lose one. The Frog shouldn't just go away because they lost a basketball game.
I want to know if the team formally adopts the Frog, if they could merge.
Well, that's what makes it better, that they don't adopt it.
Well, the costume belongs to somebody, so you're going to have to pay.
They have acknowledged right now.
For that Frog. You can't just make him her.
Well, I wonder if there's some insiders with the team that think that the Frog cannot be bigger than the existing mascot.
Of course.
Boy, that's a hell of a thing I didn't even think about.
Is there jealousy? Jealousy?
Get Nick Barlage on the phone right now. Find out.
Do you think the Cavs Frog can participate in the wiener races, the sausage races, hot dog races?
They're
beg
hot
your pardon.
Dogs.
Thank
Go
you.
On.
So I get them mixed.
Yeah,
up.
Why not?
I like a sausage. Jordan in North Homestead, you're next up on the Fan.
Yes, how you?
Jordan, you're breaking up. Try it again. Are you there?
How you guys doing today?
Jordan, you're breaking. I'm sorry, buddy. Try again here.
Jordan,
Jeff,
your streak is back to zero.
Jeff in Cleveland Heights, you're next up on the Fan. Yellow.
Hey guys, the streak doesn't matter at all, and here's why. How many games did the Indians win in a row in 2017? 22. Golden State won 24 in a row in 16 or whatever year it was. They went 73-9. None of that matters because they blew a 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals. The Indians didn't win the World Series. What matters is beating good teams and proving that you're a legitimate contender.
Jeff, thank you very much. See, you see what you do
you're
for
welcome,
me?
Ken.
Yeah, thank you, friend. Jeff just took care of it, man.
It's so great that you've brought in the callers to do what. Why do you even show up to work now?
Well, I'm just
let him do your bidding.
Call it the call-in show
with Anthony Lima.
People don't agree with me just because I'm a nice guy to them. They agree with me because I make salient points and I'm correct.
Oh, is that right?
I agree.
I'm not yelling at anybody. I yell at you guys. I don't yell at them. At least I try not to.
Just wait till those callers get a stapler thrown through the phone at them.
No one's throwing staples.
Yeah, that'll change your mind very
No one throws water bottles. James in Middlefield, home of the Amish. You're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Yeah, he's definitely lying. He was yelling at me, actually.
Thank you, James.
It was terrible.
Never yelling at you.
Anyways, okay, so my point I'm calling in about, 15-0. Were they playing defense? Huh? Do you get to 15-0 with no defense?
No, you play some defense. They play defense.
Thank you, and that's it. Okay, and talking about the Celtics, man, it's a G-check where they're going to do over there. But I'm saying, like, man, 15. Okay, if the Celtics are – if they were 14-1 going into this game, right, it's, you got to beat the C's, dude. They're the team one last year. You got to show up
and show
in
out.
Their barn, and you got to flex on
you
them.
Bet your ass. You bet
okay,
your ass.
So
yes,
we're on the same page.
Yes,
so
we
like,
are.
It's not. But the
you're
question
happy to be
you were
on the same
were,
page as this.
Same page. I'm on the wrong chapter.
Yeah,
you're about to. Oh God,
I'm writing
oh,
a new one right now.
God in heaven, sweet music. It is
James agreed with me, and I'm marking him
is
down
that
in agreement.
Confucius
most people agree with
in?
Me.
9:34.
Wow.
What's the poll say on the internet?
Yeah, where are we at right
on
now?
On the Twitter,
79.6. Of idiots agree with you.
Wow.
Woo! You hear that, everybody?
I'm okay losing this poll, though. Oh, that's fine.
Oh, baby!
Either way.
79% agree.
I think this is the one where we're glossing over the big picture is we all want the same outcome.
Yeah.
We all want the same outcome.
I wanted
this.
A bigger landslide than Donald Trump. This is amazing. Wow.
Still count votes, by the way.
Posing as hard as I can. Stop the count, if you will.
It's tightening up.
Are there still 20 million missing somewhere?
No.
Or is it 40 million?
You just had to be patient. Wait for those votes to come in.
Ah, indeed.
They're on the swamp.
Well, someone's going to have to drain it to find them now, aren't they?
You blew your leaves into it.
That's enough of our political puns. Podcast coming up after the show, 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app at 10:15. It obviously, listen, we're having fun. It's all semantic arguments because you can't do one without the other. If you lose the Celtics, the streak ends. If you beat the Celtics, the streak continues. It's not just about that. I do want to prove something to them tonight. I know that it can't all be proven. And if they bring back Kristaps Porzingis, which they eventually will because of the injury, that will change the complexion of a lot of these things. Because if you go back to 2022, as Owen so rightfully said, you know, they were missing certain pieces in 2022, were they not? when the Cavs beat them 2 out of 3 times, and what was it, back-to-back meetings that they had beaten them in?
In like the second week of the season.
So there were pieces, I forget the pieces that were missing off the top of my head, but I know that there were pieces missing before that. So, but I think it goes back to what Dan Shaughnessy says, is that I'm looking for anything in terms of the tea leaves that I can read that tells me that this team is Eastern Conference Finals legitimate, can compete with Boston. And for Dan Shaughnessy, it's like, I just want to see a competitive game. Okay, well, I want to compete. I want to see a competitive game. And I also want to be a competitive basketball team.
If the Cavs
He's
win tonight,
all I have.
If the Cavs win tonight, you don't think it's changing like the finals odds, do you?
No. No. But I think my outlook of them can change a little bit. Not dramatically. It can change a little bit, yes. I think so. Mitch, please.
All right, guys. Yesterday, we had Ariel Helwani addressing those who said the juice of this past weekend's Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight wasn't worth the squeeze. Audio courtesy of Uncrowned and Yahoo Sports.
There's two things that kind of get under my skin when I see the aftermath. Number one, it's the people who, again, never talk about boxing, don't watch boxing, don't care about boxing. And I see them saying, we need to stop being conned by this. We need to stop falling for this. We need to stop giving this our attention so that boxing can clean itself up once and for all. You don't watch boxing to begin with. You don't give a about boxing. The only thing that you did was convince yourself that Mike Tyson was going to show up as a 1987 version of himself and turn back the clock and shut up the guy that for whatever reason you can't stand. You're the sucker. And no one told you that this was the best of boxing, because if you stuck around for Barrios Ramos, if you stuck around or showed up early for Taylor Serrano, you would have seen the best of boxing. But spare me the, you know, we were conned again. You know why you weren't conned? You didn't pay a cent for it. It was part of your Netflix subscription. If you would have paid $70, you have a leg to stand on. This was essentially free. This idea that, oh my God, the stream, this and that. Yeah, of course that was annoying, but you didn't pay for it. It was all on the house. It was all extra added value. You got great fights beforehand and you got what you should have expected in the main event.
Second party's dead wrong about. I don't care. You're a paying customer
for
Netflix. You pay for all that stuff. It's not free. It is not added value. You expect to get what you are literally paying for in that case. He is absolutely 100% wrong. It's customer service. He is wrong.
You certainly didn't have to watch it. Although, I would say Ariel was part of the promotion of this match.
Yes.
It's not like Ariel all week on his show was saying, this is a joke of a matchup. No, that was people like us. We were telling you.
Oh, see, I did not know that.
We were telling you that this. Well, he was on because he was actually
he was doing
on
all the interviews.
Okay, yes, he was on the show.
Well, that changes then my perspective of what he said originally. Because what he said originally, I'm like, oh, I 100% agree.
Well, of course, anybody that pays attention, and I told you, I am out on the UFC, and when it comes to boxing,
you're
minimal.
Retired.
I'm pretty much out of the combat sports to begin with.
Yeah.
I used to be in it. I used to be fully entrenched. I wanted to do it for a living. Like, I wanted to go in and talk about that stuff for a living. And I just kind of got bored with a lot of it. It's just not for me. And things, you know, things in your life when it comes to sports. You used to watch a lot more hockey when I was younger. There's just stuff that fades. I thought we as a show kind of told everybody that
college basketball for me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm out on college basketball in a lot of ways. I think this show basically told everybody that it was going to be a mismatch, that this wasn't really going to be real. We were wondering whether or not they would keep it for entertainment purposes, whether they would keep it competitive.
Well, that's why
And after the fact, they've kind of said that. Have they not?
Yeah,
Paul said he kind of felt bad for him.
There were a couple times I think Mike Tyson kind of got in there, but I
was surprised that you could legally bet on this. That's how much of a mismatch I thought it was.
Yeah, I told you I went to the dealership.
You can bet on WrestleMania, though,
and there
too.
Were a couple which
a
you
cap,
shouldn't be allowed
right?
to do.
Yeah.
I went to the dealership last week at one point before you know because we only had a four day week last week, and I talked to you guys afterwards, and I was speaking to some people out and about, and there were so many guys our age or a little bit older there was even kids who thought that Mike Tyson was going to beat the brakes off of Logan Paul because to kids, like to my...
Jake Paul. Is it Jake?
Sorry,
or it was Jake?
Whatever. Rich Paul. To kids,
like to see that one.
Mike Tyson is a mythological figure because we regale them with stories about him knocking people out. We don't remember the end of his career and you know, kind of sitting down in the ropes and being like he was gassed and all that stuff. We remember Mike Tyson going through people in 35 seconds. And I think that people, exactly what he said, thought that he was going to go back to 1987 Mike Tyson and just piece him up. And it was like, no, he's 58-year-old man. He has health issues right now. Jake Paul's probably going to beat that old man up. And
not to mention what he has done to his body in the life. Yeah. Like, who has been harder on their bodies throughout the last 40 years than Mike Tyson? Come on.
Been pretty tough. So it was an 8-round bout, right? You got 8 rounds. All right. I agreed with him that nobody got hoodwinked over the fight, that it was exactly what a lot of people said it was going to be. A lot of people said it was going to be that way. But to say that it was added value for free, No. Netflix didn't do this for charity. They did this to get their name out there and to get a test run going for the NFL. Well, now they got their test run going for the NFL, and it's going to be much different. So I don't think I'm going to sit there if they have problems streaming in an NFL game, Christmas, right? If yes. they have problems streaming two NFL games,
two
correct?
Games on
with
Christmas.
Beyonce
yeah,
performing.
If they have problems carrying two NFL games with Beyonce for all people, for crying out loud, yeah, I'm not going to sit there and tell people that it was added value. That is just not true.
Well, and that's why I said yesterday during FML, if they have the same problems during the NFL games, I might have to take a break from them just to be the hey, at least I'll feel better about myself.
Yeah, nothing's free, guys. Right. There's nothing that's free.
And you're
paying for everything.
If you're one of those people that just auto-renews every year and you don't pay attention to it, I mean, you've went up quite a bit on that bill.
Unless you got an illegal stream and that went out the wrong way, then I guess you really can't complain about an illegal stream because it's illegal.
If your friend FaceTimed the whole thing for you from his living room.
But that was the problem with Netflix. I had friends saying they had an illegal stream of the Stipe fight, and that came in better than the real stream of the Netflix, which is a huge problem.